Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Belmont High School, home of the Braves. We're in Decatur, Indiana. We'll mention we had lunch today, West End Restaurant. That's uptown Decatur. Had tremendous good service from Cassandra. We'll mention that particular restaurant began in 1886. Decatur, Indiana became a town, probably a city by now. We'll mention 1836, if I'm not mistaken. That's the same year Arcadia became a town. We'll mention tonight's ball game. I should say this early evening ball game is an education-based varsity girls basketball game between the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies at 19-5 going against the Norwell Lady Knights at 21-3. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net and Robbie Kendall. That's ASO. Providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We are thankful, and we'll mention, both teams are on the floor. They're taking some warm-up shots, getting ready to go. Both teams doing well. And I'm taking those shots. Both teams doing well right now on the surface. And ought to be a good ball game. This is a regional round right here at Belmont High School. They host beautifully. They have hosted baseball. I know our baseball team a couple of years ago came over here, played the regional. I think they went against Leo. I think it was like 4-1, something like that. They didn't advance. Huskies didn't advance to the next game. Leo did, and they played Norwell. They played Norwell in that nightcap. That was the regional final. Norwell defeated Leo in the season. Leo entered that game with 2 losses. And Norwell beat them and went on to the semi-state. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Hamilton Heights Huskies. Hamilton Heights Huskies, back home, they have a school enrollment of 731. Their school was conglomerated. It ended up Jackson Central. Then it became Hamilton Heights, home of the Huskies in 1965. They're Class 3A, as you know. Sectional 24. Mentioned they played their sectional at Hamilton Heights High School. 7 teams in that sectional. They were Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Jay Kelly Lady Patriots, Frankton Lady Eagles, Yorktown the Lady Tigers, Delta Lady Eagles, Centerville Lady Bulldogs, and Newcastle Lady Trojans. We'll mention the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic department office manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll mention Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial in by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhshuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. The Huskies perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference, and they stacked up like this by division. Here is the East Division Finals. Northwestern, they finished at 4-0, and I will mention the Lady Tigers finished the season at 17-5. In second place, 3-1, that's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They're still going. They're in the postseason. They're the only team in the postseason from the East Division. They're currently 19-5. Western, the Western Lady Panthers, they finished the season 15-9. They finished the division at 2-2. Tipton Blue Devils, Lady Blue Devils, working right there. John Hurd, Mr. Hurd right here talking with me. He's a great official. My dad can attest to that. And we'll also mention Tipton Blue Devils. They finished the season 16-10. They went to the final game last weekend. They finished the conference at 1-3. Lewis Cass Kings, they finished the conference at 0-4. We'll mention the Lady Kings finished the season at 7-17. We'll talk about the West Division. The West Division this year was won by Twin Lakes. No surprise. We'll talk about Twin Lakes. They're 26-0 presently. They're going to play in the second game here tonight. At Belmont, I'm going to stick around. They're going to go against Garrett. Garrett was the team that knocked the Huskies out last year. They needed double overtime to knock the Huskies out. We'll mention Twin Lakes Lady Indians, currently 26-0. They finished the conference, as you know, 4-0. That's the division of the West. And Lafayette Central Catholic, they're in second place, finishing this season. 3-1. 3-1 in the West Division. I might have misspoke there. You might have misunderstood. They finished the conference division at 3-1. They're still going. They're playing tonight. They're playing on a 7 o'clock start. They're a two-way contest. They'll be at LaPel. They're 19-6. Benton Central, the Bison. They go by the Bison. They're 18-9. Their season has completed. They completed that in the championship game last weekend. They finished in the West at 2-2. And we'll mention that 1-3, West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. They finished the season 18-6. They took Twin Lake to double overtime last weekend in the semifinal. Wow, I'm sure Twin Lake was probably pretty nervous. West Lafayette head coach Jane Schott, she's always been a good coach. And she talks well on microphone. When they don't make it to the final game, you'll probably hear her this year in the finals. We'll also mention the Redfield Air Central Lady Bombers. They finished the season 14-10. They finished the conference. They say the division of the West right there at 0-4. We'll remind you the Lady Huskies are 19 wins, 5 losses. They got a +3 win streak intact. They finished 3-1, fourth place in the Hoosier Conference overall. They average offensively 43.5 points per ball game. And I will mention last weekend they had a doozy in the championship game versus Yorktown Lady Tigers. One overtime, Hamilton Heights prevailed 41-40. That was a Class 3A Sectional 24 championship there at Hamilton Heights. And we'll talk a little bit about Coach Keegan Cherry. I've got a lot of notes written down here. I'll begin by just saying this. Coach Keegan Cherry, working in year number 7, 118 wins, 53 losses, and we're going to begin with his first year. I'm not going to go all through these notes, but year number 1, he went 15-10. Year number 2, 20-8. Year number 3, 14-11. Year number 4, 14-11. Year number 5, 18-2. Year number 6, last year, 18-6. So far this year, they're 19-5. Coach Keegan Cherry, you know he gives kudos to his staff right here. They've got a tremendous staff for Hamilton High coaching. And we'll mention a little bit about the Norwell Lady Knights. Norwell Lady Knights, they have a school enrollment at Norwell of 790. Their school was founded in 1967. And as you know, they're Class 3A. They came out of Sectional 23. That was the Norwell Sectional. So both teams coming out of their own sectional, playing good basketball. We're mentioning Norwell Sectional right there, not too far away, about 13 or 14 miles from here. Norwell almost playing a home game tonight. Today, I should say, at 4 o'clock. In their sectional was Norwell Lady Knights, Northwestern Lady Tigers, Peru Lady Tigers, Belmont Lady Braves, Oak Hill Lady Golden Eagles, Mississinawa Lady Indians, McConaughey Lady Braves. We're missing the principal at Norwell High School is Kim Meyer. The athletic director is Shelby Wainwright, and the athletic secretary, most instrumental, for PutMeInSports.com, it's Marcy Melchor. We're missing Norwell High School is located at 1100 East U.S. Highway 224. A lot of folks took that route, I'm sure, from Hamilton Heights to get here. And we'll mention that's in Ossian, Indiana, 46777. You can dial in by phone, 260-543-2213. On the web, you can find them at nwcs.k12.in.us/NHFAthletics.ASPX. Pretty long address there, but it'll get you there. We'll mention no navy blue, old gold, and white, the colors they wear. And they're in the Northeast 8 Conference. Northeast 8 Conference, also Belmont, in that conference. Belmont almost got to play in this game today. They played a good sectional. We'll mention there are three 3A schools in the Northeast 8 Conference. There are five Class 4A schools in the Northeast 8 Conference. And I will mention Columbia City, Lady Ingalls are at the top of that conference. They finished first place 7-0, Class 4A, Sectional 6. Currently, I should say, they're finished their season 20-3. We'll also mention in second place in the conference, the Norwell Lady Knights. Norwell Lady Knights finished the conference at 6-1. As mentioned, they came out of sectional number 23. They are still active, as you know. They are the only team active in their conference. Presently, they're 21-3. We'll mention at number 3, Belmont Lady Braves. They finished the conference at 5-2. That's also, as mentioned, sectional 23, along with Norwell. And then we'll mention the Lady Braves of Belmont finished the season at 18-5. In fourth place, Huntington North Lady Vikings. They finished the conference at 4-3, a Class 4A school, 19-5 on the season. At number 5, the Leo Lady Lions. Leo Lady Lions are Class 3A. They finished 3-4 in the conference. They finished the season at 11-12. In sixth place, DeKalb Lady Barons. We'll mention they finished the conference at 2-5. They're a Class 4A school. And we'll mention they finished the season at 12-12. In seventh place, East Noble Lady Knights. Lady Knights finished the conference at 1-6. They're Class 4A. They finished the season at 5-18. And in eighth place, New Haven. New Haven Lady Bulldogs, they finished the conference at 0-7. They're Class 4A. They finished the season at 3-19. So clock rolling down, 5:53 left on the pregame. We'll talk a little bit about what's happening in each conference today. Who's your conference regional round here on Saturday, the 11th of February? There are three Hoosier Conference teams still going in the postseason. As you know, Class 3A, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies at 19-5, going against Norwell Lady Knights at 21-3. They're here at Belmont, Belmont High School, 4 p.m. start. It's coming upon us here shortly, about 10 minutes away. And we'll mention Class 3A at this particular site, Belmont, here this evening, 7 o'clock start time. It's going to be Twin Lakes, the Lady Indians. Lady Indians average 62.3 points per game. As mentioned, they're 26-0. Their head coach is Brad Bowsman. Brad Bowsman working in year number 20 at Twin Lakes High School. Quite an enjoyable guy to speak with after a football game. He's got 280 wins, 189 losses. We mentioned they give up per game average 38.7. It's a pretty good difference in score. We mentioned they're going to go against the Garrett Lady Railroaders at 7 o'clock this evening. Railroaders are currently 14-11. And we'll mention the final team in the Hoosier Conference participating tonight in regional round, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights of 19-6. Head coach Craig DeVault, working in year number 11 at LCC, 211 wins, 77 losses. They're going to go against Fort Wayne Bishop Lures, the Lady Knights. They're going to Fort Wayne, and I will mention Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. They have 10 4A opponents. They're basically filled with a 4A conference right there. And they've got 22 regular season games. They're 11-13, but they're in the region. And I keep in mind that they're 4A opponents. Head coach for Fort Wayne Bishop Lures is Mark Pixley. Mark Pixley, 110 wins, 100 losses, working in year number 9 at Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. As mentioned, that game will happen at LaPel High School, 7 o'clock tonight. And I will mention on December 3rd, Hamilton Heights went to Fort Wayne Bishop Lures High School. Hamilton Heights got the win, 38-25. They also mentioned the regional round of the Northeast 8 Conference. Northeast 8 Conference is one team working from that conference, you know who they are, the Norwell Lady Knights. One of 18 going on tonight, or this afternoon, we'll say. And they're going to get the Lady Huskies of Hamilton Heights. One of three teams in the conference continuing play in the postseason. So the Norwell Lady Knights have gone off the surface. 2:37 left. Hamilton Heights, some of them still shooting around. About four of them out there stretching out their center court. And I'm going to go ahead and mention, 16 years ago, the first Super Bowl that had two African-American head coaches, Mr. Tony Dungy of the Indianapolis Colts and Mr. Lovie Smith of the Chicago Bears. We spoke about that Super Bowl last weekend, and I will mention the Colts did get the win, 29-17. After saying that, we'll mention tomorrow we're going to see the Kansas City Chiefs, African-American quarterback Mr. Mahomes, Philadelphia Eagles, African-American quarterback Mr. Hurts. That'll be at Glendale, Arizona. That game will start at 6:30 p.m. A lot of folks going to be watching. That's the most heavily viewed game of the year, rightfully so. We'll also mention tomorrow, that's the 12th of February. Tomorrow, on Sunday, we know it's going to be the Super Bowl. We also know tomorrow is Abe Lincoln's birthday. Abe Lincoln's birthday tomorrow, he shares a birthday with a good friend of a lot of people. That's Mr. Dan Smith. He goes by Smitty. He's the athletic director at Hamilton Heights Middle School. His birthday is also on February 12th. And we'll mention in the Super Bowl, 8-time Grammy winner Chris Stapleton. He's a decorated country singer. He's going to sing the national anthem before the ball game. And don't forget the Indy 500. May 28th, that happens to be my wife's birthday. May 28th this year, tickets are available now. So the buzzer sounds, we're under a minute. Pre-game, getting ready for basketball. First game of the evening right here at Belmont High School. Should be a good one. We're looking forward to it. And I'm both teams out on the surface getting ready for the national anthem. As they play some rock and roll right here, that's what I like about you. Absolutely. And I'm Hamilton Heights and Norwell. We are at Belmont Grade High School. This school was founded in 1967. The school enrollment, 641. It hosted sectional 23. We'll mention the principal is Erica Almas. The athletic director, he does a tremendous job. That's Dale Maness. Dale Maness, he's been here a little while. I met him a few years back when Tyler Anderson was pitching for the Huskies. That game went 7 innings and no score. Tyler Anderson entered the bottom of the 7th with 2 on. The wind blowing in from right field. He had a 3-run homer. It was a walk-off in the first game. They did not win the nightcap. Hamilton Heights won that sectional game via the left-handed arm and bat of Tyler Anderson. So they're addressing the crowd right now. And they're letting people know about the parameters here, about the restrooms, about the non-smoking environment. And then they're just allowing people to know. We'll mention, should be a good ball game. We'll mention on the website, IHSAA.org. You can go there. It is friendly. You can find where you're looking for right there quick. Keeping education in front of athletics. High School Sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing course. And that's a good phrase right there. And we thank you for tuning in. Getting ready for the national anthem as we continue to address right there on the surface. And then I mentioned the national anthem. We're going to set this up for the national anthem.
As the twilight passes, we must light and bright heart through the
That's our national anthem. That was sang by public address. Well done, sir. We'll mention the starting lineup for today's ballgame. First, we'll start with the visiting team on the scoreboard. At the Hamilton High Tuskies, they'll start like this. I tell you what, we'll go ahead and mention the non-starters. Number three, Katie Brown. She's a 5'6 sophomore. Number four, Taylor Harley. She's a 5'6 inch sophomore. Number 12, Morgan Ottinger. She's a 5'5 inch junior. Number 13, Macy Smith. She's a 6'2 inch freshman. Number 32, Jocelyn Wolfgang. She's a 5'6 inch senior. And number 42, Vivian Lynch. She's a 5'6 inch sophomore. Now the starting lineup for the Lady Huskies. Webbing number 2, a 5'6 junior, 8.8 points per game average. 3.5 assists per game, that's Ella Hickok. Webbing number 10, a 5'9 inch junior, 18.9 points per game average. 7.1 boards per game, that's Cameron Runner. Webbing number 20, a 5'4 inch senior, 7.6 points per game, that's Kaylee Webby. Webbing number 23, 5'7 inch junior, 2.8 points per game, Cassie Schaefer. And webbing number 24, Cassie Sherry, she's 5'9, she's a junior, she's averaging 1 point per game. She is always in the right space at the right time. The head coach of the Lady Huskies is Coach Keegan Cherry. We'll mention the Norwell Lady Knights home team on the scoreboard. They'll start like this. Webbing number, we'll talk about the non-starters. Non-starters number 2, Madison Sanderson. Sanderson, we'll mention she's a 5'7 sophomore. Webbing number 11, that's Rylan Graff. She's a 5'8 sophomore. Number 12, Haley Green. She's a 5'10 junior. Number 23, Addison Norris. She's a 5'6 freshman. Number 30, Allie Riley. She's a 5'6 junior. Number 32, Vanessa Rossworm. She's a 5'9 freshman. Number 33, she's a 5'10 sophomore. That's Mackenzie Beck. Number 35, that's Ashley Waldman. She's a 5'8 freshman. And doing the managing is Addison Keller. We'll mention the starting lineup for the Norwell Lady Knights. Number 4, a 6 foot junior. She averages 5.1 points per game, 5.3 boards per game. That's Dakota Hubble. Webbing number 10, a 5'7 inch junior. She averages 22.6 points per contest. Kennedy Selling. Webbing number 15, a 5'7 junior, averaging 3.2 points per game. That's Lily Morris. Webbing number 22, 5'5 inch junior, 4.7 points per game, Annabelle Johnson. And winding out the lineup, number 24, she's a 5'6 inch junior, 1.6, I take that back, 16 points per game average, Mackenzie Steed. And we'll mention the head coach of the Norwell Lady Knights is Coach Eric Thornton. We'll mention the Norwell Lady Knights, they have 13 on their roster. They do not have a senior. They have 7 juniors, 3 sophomores, and 3 freshmen. The Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they have 11 on their roster. 2 seniors, 5 juniors, 3 sophomores, and 1 freshman. They're going to jump it up. Going to be Cameron Runner wearing number 9, 5'9", for the Huskies. Going to go against number 4, Dakota Hubble. She's 6 foot. She's a junior also. Going to jump it up right now. It was tossed up by none other than Mr. Dean Martin, tipped into the backcourt. And the call over back, I believe she was straddling the line. She was, and Jen Small, exactly the same way. She was straddling the basketball when she took possession. She had the right to go to the backcourt, but they're going to throw the ball in. They're going to give it back to Norwell. Hamilton Heights should have had the first possession. And incredible. So the ball's in the front court. Norwell, they go to the corner with it. That's number 10, Kennedy Philly. She's on the dribble, being guarded there by Ellie. That's not going to be a steal. It's going to be Cameron Runner going the distance. She go off the glass, two-point bucket. Cameron Runner. 2-0 contest, 7:34 on the game clock. They're going to break the press with the pass. That's Norwell. They'll pass it in. They'll throw it away. Picked up by Hallie Sherry. She'll get it to Cameron Runner. Little cross-court tip pass. Not a good pass. Picked up by Norwell. She's going to go coast-to-coast. And this block shot. Cameron Runner threw the ball away. She came down in a hurry. Played defense. Blocked the shot on the layup. Goes out of bounds. So going to stay in the front court with Norwell. Going to be brought in ride the bucket on the baseline. Going to be triggered in by Kennedy Phillips. They'll bring it in and we're going around the perimeter. Touches the hands, Annabelle Johnson. We're going to right side, three-point shot on the way. Rims off, wouldn't go. Left elbow extended. Shot taken there by 24, McKenzie Feast. Going to work it back to the front court, Hamilton Heights. Working on the defense right full court is McKenzie Feast. They'll get it in the front court to Cameron. Tipped away, going to be stolen by Norwell. On the dribble, bring it to the timeline on the dribble pace. Right there, that was 22, Annabelle Johnson. They'll work it outside. Work it outside, we're working left elbow extended. Three-point shot is good. Credit the bucket, number 15, Lily North. We're missing on the season, 24 games, Norwell. They have shot 561 three-point shots. Hamilton Heights, 24 games. They have shot 457. So it's going to be a foul in the backcourt. Norwell with the basketball. He's going to whistle the first foul in the ballgame against the Lady Huskies. A foul's going to be whistled. We'll double check here as they change the number on the board. I think I know, but they're going to change the number to get that corrected. Hamilton, 23, Captain Shadle. I believe that would be correct. They had 21 on the board. In the backcourt, first foul of the ballgame. Going to go to the front court, Norwell. Cross-court pass, lost the handle, regains possession. That's Lily Norris. We're back. Tall passes getting over the head of Cameron Runner. We're getting inside the paint. Sliding, shot goes up, wouldn't go. Rebound putback is good. Granted the rebound putback to Dakota Hubble. First shot wouldn't go. That was 22, Annabelle Johnson. Offensive board proves productive. 5-2 contest, Norwell. By three in the front court, Hamilton Heights. Going to be a kick. Kaylee Roten on the dribble, won the bounce pass to Cameron out near the center circle. Good reflexes right there for Norwell. Going to be brought in slightly in the front court. Kaylee Roten. They'll get the ball in. They're working across the timeline on the pass. Ella Hickok to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to bring it back outside to avoid a double team. Hadley Cherry, baseline, gets back to Ella. They're working down low off the glass. A nice pass from Ella Hickok. 2 points left the bucket in the paint. Cassidy Schenkel. 1 point ball game. Norwell by one. Nearly a steal at the center court line. Hamilton Heights. Coming back up with the basketball. Norwell. Going to go left elbow. Going to be a foul whistle. We're going to call this on the Lady Huskies. Second foul in the contest. So the inbound right there. Kaylee Roten picked up her first foul. 5-4 contest. Norwell going to be brought in the left of the bucket on the baseline. Looking to get it in. Running out of time. And they call a 5-second call. 5-second call. Norwell couldn't get the ball in. Hamilton Heights going to get the basketball. Norwell is going to be a turnover in the book. 5-4 contest. 5:16 left here in the first quarter. Norwell by one. I think Cameron Runner might have got away with a double dribble. Might not have touched it with that offhand. They'll go to the corner with it. Have the cherry. Cross court skip pass to Ella. To the corner. Kaylee Roten for three. Rims out short. Tipping the ball out. Trying to get the ball out to Hadley was Cameron. Didn't tip it far enough. Picked up by Norwell. They're going to the front court. They're going to whistle another foul. This foul is going to be whistled on the Lady Huskies. So it's going to be on Hallie Sherry. It's going to be her first foul in the ballgame. Three fouls with one foul thus far in the ballgame. That's Schenkel. And Schenkel and Roten. And right there, Hallie Sherry. Going to get the ball in. Side court right there close to Coach Keegan Sherry. In the front court with the basketball. Norwell Lady Knights on the dribble. That's number 10, Kennedy Philly. Back to Kennedy. Gets the ball back from Annabelle Johnson. Outside the arc on the dribble, tipped to the backcourt almost. Good hands by Ella Hickok. Ball's recovered by Mackenzie Fink. You know, so it's near the scores bench. It goes a lot of bounds. The Lady Huskies is going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. We're going to see our first substitution in the ball game. Hamilton Heights is going to enter the ball game with number 3, Katie Brown. Katie Brown is a 5'6" sophomore. Taking a breather is junior athlete, 23, Cassidy Shakel. He'll be brought into the backcourt. Pass, break the press to Cameron Runner. Back to Ella. Back to Cameron. Taylor going to dribble in a little ways. Out to the corner, Katie Brown to bring it back around. Outside of the circle, Ella Hickok. They go to the corner, Cameron Runner for 3. 3-point shot is good. Left corner baseline. Lady Huskies go up by 2. It's 7-5 from the backcourt. Going to bring it to the timeline. Bounce pass. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. That's 22, Annabelle Johnson. Long pass to the baseline. Picked up there, Kennedy Phillips. She'll pick up her dribble. She'll pass out of it. She'll get the ball back. And she'll put it back out top, 22, Annabelle Johnson, way beyond the arc. So we're getting free throw line, 32, Vanessa Rossworm is in the ball game. Ball skipped away. It's going to be stolen by the Lady Huskies, Ella Hickok. So we're going to see the front court. Ella Hickok working there, and that's Kaylee Roten. Bounce pass to Ella. They'll go down the baseline, having long 3-point shot. Good. Cameron Runner. That was WNBA range. Pretty quick. The NBA range is going to be a timeout. Called by Norwell. 10-5 contest. Lady Huskies in front. We thank you for tuning in. And we will mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Fritz and Fishers, since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. They have 2 Hamilton County locations, Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, and Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. Noblesville can dial them up at Fishers at 317-842-2228. At their Noblesville store, 317-773-2232. That's FritzandFishers.com. Going to bring the ball in. Backcourt, Norwell. They'll bring it 84 feet. We get it back and work it back and forth. Touches the hands briefly. Vanessa Rossworth to the front court. Outside the arc, right elbow extended. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound on the basketball. Dakota Hubble. That 3-point shot taken by Kennedy Filling wouldn't go. Rebound to Hubble. Not the second opportunity here in this possession. They're working outside. 3-point shot good. Red at the bucket, 22, Annabelle Johnson. She shoots 40% behind the 3-point arc. 10-8 contest. Lady Huskies by 2. Going to throw the ball away in the front court. Fight for the basketball. With Abby Cherry, she couldn't get it. But the ball ends up off of the hands of the Lady Knight. And Coach Eric Thornton not in agreement. Or he's talking to his team. He's a good man. I say, why did he help me before the game? Gave me starters. What a quality guy. Pretty quick on the response on our email. I'm thankful for that. Very thankful. It wasn't necessary, but he was right on the money. Eric Thornton has been at Norwell Lady Basketball for a number of years. He's been there in his 26th season. Out near the center circle, Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll pass to the left side behind the arc, Hadley Cherry. Back to Ella. Ella, triple threat available. Guarding her, number 10, Kennedy Filling. They're working outside the arc. Bounce pass. Ella Hickok from Katie Brown. 2:12 left on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Lady Huskies by 2. 10-8 contest. First game here today. Long 3-point shot. Long off the rim, Katie Brown. That was a pretty severe block out by Dakota Hubble. She got the long carom. They'll go back to the front court with Lady Knight. Straight out top, 3-point shot long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Kennedy Phelan to the front court after the rebound by Katie Brown. In the front court, Cameron Runner thought about a 3. She's going to get some more passes in on this possession. Kind of like a Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight wanted 3 passes before the shot, and so does Mike Woodson. So we're going to back around. Outside the arc, 3-point shot in the air, short off the rim. Wouldn't go. That was Katie Wilson. Back to the front court, Kennedy Phelan. In the paint, there's going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle a foul right there. No shot. Didn't take a shot. Hamilton Heights going to pick up their fourth foul during the first half or in the first quarter. Norwell evidently has not committed a foul yet. So they're going to bring the ball in and that's the bucket. Taking a breather for Norwell, number four, Dakota Huddle, 6 foot junior. And they're going to end the basketball game. Right now, they're working inside at number 12. She got the entry pass, Haley Green, 5'10 junior. Outside the arc, 3 point shot is going to go. Number 32, Vanessa Rossworm. There's going to be a foul committed. First foul of the ball game on Norwell during the rebound. 1:17 left. That's the first foul on Norwell. They're going to whistle this foul. Double check here. It's on 24. McKenzie Feast. She has one. To the front court with the basketball. The pass, Cameron Runner. In the paint. She'll pitch it to the corner right there. Lost the handle. Katie Brown going the other way. Leading the pack off the glass. 2-point basket good. 24, McKenzie Feast. And the ball game is tied at 10. 54 seconds left. First quarter. In the front court, Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner back to Ella. She'll go to the corner. Somebody tips. Talking about a tip. Looking for some help. Maybe some help from the official. They're going to go with the first call. And Kaylee Roten, she's about the most honest girl. But anyway, they give the ball back to Norwood. Then back the other direction. Outside the arc. 3-point shot in the air. Long off the rim. Wouldn't go. McKenzie Feast. Rebound, Ella Hickok. Hickok averaged 3.4 on the board. Taking it to the front court with Cameron Leonard. It's going to be a foul from behind, I do believe. From behind right there. We'll listen to it from Norwell. 32, Vanessa Rockworm, 5'9" freshman. She's got a good future in front of her. Going to bring it in from side court. Katie Roten. Pass to the back court. Cameron Runner back to Ella. Ella jump pass back to Cameron. Now top of the circle. To the corner. And we're going to see Kaylee. We get back to Ella. Long pass to the corner. Katie Brown. They're working back around Cameron Runner. Ella Hickok. Long 3-point shot from Cameron is good. Out top, right of center. 13-10 contest. 8 seconds left. Hamilton Heights by three. Going to pass out of there. Going to go to the backcourt. Might have been tipped by Cameron. Going to be picked up by Ella. Ran out of time. Couldn't get the shot away. She hit the three as well after the buzzer. And I say, well, I mean half a second or a second after the buzzer. First quarter complete after one. Hamilton Heights, Baby Hutchie, 13. Norwell, Lady Knight, 10. We'll have a second quarter coming up momentarily. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, you can text message or call Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, 317-513-4086. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. We're inbound the basketball, alternate possession arrow, going to give it to Norwell. We're going to inbound the basketball from half court. It's going to be brought in right there by 15. Lily Norris to the backcourt slightly across the timeline on the dribble. It's 22, Annabelle Johnson. Calling out some directions to work at left side. Chest pass to McCann Kennedy filling. Comes to the corner. 3-point shot. Rims up and rims through. Good shot right there. That's 24, McKenzie Feet. She's shooting the 3-ball at 36.2%. So they're working it back in the front court. Hamilton Heights, Ella Hickok in the center circle. She'll pass it behind the arc, left side, Cameron Runner. Guarding Runner is McKenzie Feast. She'll dribble in, free throw line. Kick it back out. Katie Roten thought about a three. She'll kick it left side, Abby Cherry. 3-point shot, rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. They're going to call this foul on the floor. They're just pointing the direction of where the foul took place. Everyone knows the shot wasn't going back up. They're going to whistle this foul on number 12, Haley Green, Norwell. They're going to substitute in. Haley Green's going to take a breather. Try to get that replacement here in a minute. You cannot replace anybody. It's a personal win in for her. We'll try to capture that. Ellen Hickok. Shot off the glass, then go. Back the other direction, Norwell. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, short off the rim. Shot taken by Feek. Rebound, Norwell. Credit the board, 15, Lily North. Another shot by Feek. Outside the 3-point stride, is good. Right there in front of the Huskies. Cheer blocking to the front court. 16-13, Norwell by 3. They're looking left side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten, 3-point shot, rimmed off and go. Rebound, Cameron Rutter. She'll dribble out across the lane, get it back to Hadley. Now back to Kaylee. Another 3-point shot, Ellen Hickok. Hickok for 3. Right of center. Another tie ball game, this time at 16. 6:26 on the game clock. Second quarter. Trying to get across the timeline. They'll do it with the pass. That's Norwell. Lily Norris. They're looking into Hubble. Look it back out. Mackenzie Feet picked up her dribble. Should get the ball back in the corner from teammate Annabelle Johnson. They're working around the perimeter. Outside, 3-point shot on the way. Rims out long, Kennedy filling. Rebound, long Karam. Cameron Runner with the board in the front court. Well out top. She'll work at right side. Cameron Runner, I should say, Ella Hickok on the dribble in the center circle. She'll work at right side, Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten on the dribble. That's to get it back to Ella Hickok. She'll direct some directions out there with the hand. She got the center circle. She'll bounce it right side behind the arc, Cameron Rutter. She'll use the dribble one time. Back out top, Ella Hickok. 5:34, second quarter clock. Tie ball game at 16. Out top of the basketball, we're working left side behind the arc. She'll dribble in. Cameron Rutter, spin move. Go elbow right side. 2-point shot. Wins out. That was Cassidy Schaefer. Back the other direction. They're going to corner. She's going to dribble in baseline. It's going to be a bump foul. It's going to be a blocking foul on Cassie Schaefer. Trying to prevent that baseline, take away that baseline. Couldn't get it done. Driving baseline for Norwell with number 10, Kennedy Filling. So that's going to be a second foul on Cassie Schaefer. She'll take a breather. Back in the ballgame is number 3, Katie Brown. Schaefer going to get some hydration. 5:14 left, second quarter. Ball brought in, Norwell. In the paint, she'll bring it back out. Beyond the arc, it's number 10, Kennedy Filling. We're going to back out top, well behind the arc. Annabelle Johnson, number 22. Being guarded there by Hadley Cherry. The crossover, going to drive in. It's going to be a traveling violation. Look at the bump there, no call. That was Annabelle Johnson trying to go up in the paint. And she lost the handle and regathered it after a half a step. 5 minutes left, second quarter. 16-16, brought in from the backcourt. It's Cameron Rutter guarding her full court. Is Vanessa Rossworm, she's number 32. They'll bounce it right side behind the arc. Cameron Rutter. She'll work it out top. Still on the dribble. Cameron Rutter going against Rossworm. On the back pedal dribble, left side, well behind the arc. Right there, Vanessa Rossworm, 5'9 freshman guarding the junior, Cameron Rutter. Looking back to have his carry. Back out top, Ella Hickok. Picked up there, Kennedy Filling. She'll pounce basket right side behind the arc in front of the bench there of Norwell. Going up for the shot in the paint. Cameron Rutter couldn't get the shot to go. Hubble was providing defense. It was in the paint right side, Dakota Hubble. Going to get called for the personal foul. Cameron Rutter going to go to the strike. She'll shoot 2. 16-16. Cameron Rutter on the season shooting 84%. At the free throw line. First shot up and good. On the season, Cameron Rutter is currently 146 for 173. She'll get one more. 17-16. Now 18-16. Rutter gets both of them. 4:18 clock moving. Going to dribble it to the timeline. Try to. Going to bounce in the backcourt. Dribble across the timeline. That's 22, Annabelle Johnson. We're going back out top. That's Rossworm. Vanessa Rossworm lost the handle. We gathered it. Fingers off teammate deep in the front court. Kennedy Filling. It's going to be a screen. It's going to be a pick. It was a pick. It was a shot off the pick. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Kennedy Filling from 3-point land. Rebound putback wouldn't go. That was number 4, Dakota Hubble, the 6-foot junior. And across the timeline, on the dribble, Ella Hickok. We're going to get her out front is Vanessa Rothworm. She'll pass it right side. Baseline drive. Cameron Runner kicks it back out to Katie Brown. Works it around the perimeter. Hadley Carey. Back to Ella Hickok. She'll cross over. Put it to the corner. Three-point shot. Kaylee Wilson for three. Credit the assist to Hickok. 3.5 assists per ballgame. 21-16. 3:17 left here in the second quarter. Going to dribble it in. Rothwerk. She'll kick it back out behind the arc. Number 10, Kennedy Philly. On the dribble, she'll take a shot. Opening. Rims out long for the three. Left of center. Rebound, Kaylee Roten. She'll dish off Cameron Runner. And Cameron Runner will give it to Ella Hickok. She'll bring it to the timeline at a walk pace. She'll work it left side. Behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble right, pick up a screen from Hadley Carey. Out top on the dribble, she'll bring it back behind the arc. Back pedal dribble, left of center, near the center line. Picking her up right there is 24, Mackenzie Feast. She'll dribble in the paint. Kick it outside, thought about a three, Kaylee Roten. Elbow right side, picked up her dribble. She's outside the paint. She's okay, 5 second call, didn't happen. Rothworm was right there in her face. Crossover, Ella Hickok. Gonna go left side off the glass. Got the bucket. Ella Hickok with some more English on that ball. And that English scored the bucket. So it'll be a timeout on the floor. 23-16. Lady Huskies by 7. This 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's Dean's Auto Parts. CarQuest Auto Parts. Located at 1110 South Peru Street. Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. 2:17 left on the game clock. Second quarter, Lady Huskies 23, Lady Knights 16. First buzzer sounds. Here comes the second buzzer. There it is. 60-second timeout complete. They're going to inbound the basketball from the backcourt, Norwood. Going to be brought in by the freshman, Vanessa Rothworm. She'll get in point guard, 22, Annabelle Johnson. She'll pass it back to Rothworm. They'll beat the press with the pass, the overhead pass. So we're going back. Rothworm, loose drive, gets outside the paint. Left-hander, quarter them go. Rebound hit back from Hubble, would not go, and rebound Hamilton Heights. They'll walk it to the timeline with Ella Hickok. Hickok crosses the timeline. They'll go out top of the key, Hadley Carey. Back to Cameron. She'll go to the corner with it, Kaylee Roten. Roten on the dribble. She'll go left side behind the arc, Katie Brown. They'll work it around the perimeter, Hadley Carey. Back out deep in the front court, Ella Hickok. Katie Brown left side behind the arc. Back to Ella. Double team right there on Ella. She's going to call a timeout. Timeout, Coach Keegan Carey. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. Working right here, trying to just work in the atmosphere, and we'll miss it. This game is also, in part, being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM is under new ownership. Same friendly faces, same quality work. And also, they restore classic cars and trucks. Reaching out to Central Indiana, all are welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue. Go west off of State Road 19 in Arcadia. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. The new location, 1st of March, 6660 East, 266 Street, west of Arcadia, less than a mile. We'll be brought in by Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner back to Ella. Ella worked it out top, Cameron Runner behind the arc. Found the pass, back to Ella. Left side behind the arc. They'll go to the corner with it, Katie Brown. She's got the triple threat available. She'll pass out of it. It's going to be intercepted. Going the other way is Rothworm, the freshman. She'll go off the glass, left-handed. layup, I believe she's a lefty. 2-point bucket right there for McKenzie as she gave that back for Vanessa Rothworm, 5'9 freshman in the front court. Lady Husky, 23-18, Lady Husky by 5 in the front court. Passing it back and forth behind the arc. Ella Hickok, Cameron running out into the corner. Katie Brown, bounce pass, trying to get it to Hadley Cherry. And not a lot of mustard on that bounce pass. It's picked up on the bounce by Norwell. It was close range right there. But they worked the ball back to the front court. Under a minute, 35 seconds left. Working to the corner. With a cross-court skip pass. Outside Archer dribble in. Annabelle Johnson. She'll pass it out top, 24. McKenzie feet. Back out to Rossworm. 23 seconds left. Norwell in the front court. Guarding the basketball there, Cameron Runner. Moving the basketball, Kennedy Filling. They're working back around. That's 24, McKenzie Feast. Elbow, left, right side, 2-point bucket is good. I believe that was Vanessa Rossburg. 6 seconds left. To the timeline, 3 seconds. Going to be a long shot if they get it off. They're not going to get it off. Having trouble getting shots off late in the quarter. Once again, 10 minutes intermission. We'll go to halftime. Halftime four, Hamilton Heights, 23. Norwell, Lady Knights, 20. 10-minute intermission. They'll take a breather. They get some chalk talk. And they'll talk it over at halftime. Both sides of the basketball. When isn't this game again part being brought to you by The Remnant. Remnant Coffee Shop. The Remnant in downtown Arcadia, Indiana. At 101 West Main Street, 46030. You'll enjoy The Remnant Coffee. You'll enjoy the Remnant tea. If you need space to have a meeting, there's plenty of space for you and me. The Remnant Coffee Shop offers a few random testimonials. First one is very cool location with tons of seating and a play area for kids. Another one is great atmosphere for personal or small group gatherings. And the final one here is good place to do homework and internet stuff. The dream of the Remnant is simple, to love our community and to revitalize the beautiful town of Arcadia, Indiana. Profits and donated tips are poured back into our community in various ways. Every cup counts. You can find the Remnant on Facebook at The Remnant Coffee and also on Instagram at The Remnant Coffee. That's The Remnant Coffee Shop, downtown Arcadia, Indiana. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Powers Septic and Sewer. They do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water jetting, septic tank riser installs, pro pump bacteria, for septic systems. Remember, you can't go without us. Serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties since the year 2000. That's the new millennium. Family owned and operated by Powers Septic and Sewer. That's Frank Powers, his wife. And I think his son Frank is a big time helper in that type of business. And well, they are good people. We'll also mention this game brought to you by the Hamilton County Reporter. The Hamilton County Reporter. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. No, that's not Journey. That's the Hamilton County Reporter. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Online, this is a new price from last weekend. Online, just $18 a year. Print, you get a print copy for $36 a year, or you can get both for $33. It's a pretty good way to go. You can subscribe online at readthereporter.com/subscribe. That's readthereporter.com/subscribe. They have daily local news. You can readthereporter.com. And I've got to also mention, they have a great section for sports. And that section is the editor is Mr. Richie Hall, Hamilton County Reporter, He's a sports editor. He's a Hall of Fame member. Right there, you'll see his picture on the wall at the Noblesville Jim Dandy, if I'm not mistaken. But that's the Hamilton County Reporter. We are appreciative of them. And while we're mixing the Hamilton County Reporter, we're mixing Mr. Ray Adler. Mr. Ray Adler, right there, lives Noblesville, works Noblesville. And I found out he was born in Decatur, Indiana, right here in this hometown. He was born here. He said he grew up about 6 miles to the south at a town called Monroe. That's a pretty small town. Mr. Ray Adler, we're happy and fortunate to have him in Hamilton County. Well, as I mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. Also, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with liftgates. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. The owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. We'll talk a little bit about Class 3A. Class 3A happening in the regionals today, 2022-23 girls basketball at the Jimtown High School regional. At that regional, their games began at 1-4. Regional number 9 was Mishawaka Marion Lady Knights going against Tippecanoe Valley Lady Vikings. That game probably concluded by now. The 4 o'clock start, regional number 10 at that same site at Jimtown, Fairfield Lady Falcons and Highland Lady Trojans. Right here at Belmont High School, Class 3A, 4 o'clock start. That game is at halftime. That's regional number 11, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and the Norwell Lady Saints. Take that back, Lady Knights. We'll mention 23-20, Hamilton Heights in front of Norwell. We're at halftime. And we'll also mention the final game here tonight, the second of two, 7 o'clock start, regional number 12, Twin Lakes Lady Indians, going against Jarrett, the Lady Railroaders. We should say regional number 7, that's happening at Green Castle High School. The 1 o'clock game earlier today is sectional number, I should say regional number 13, was Indian Creek Lady Braves going against Purdue Polytechnic at the Lady Techies. And I'm saying a prayer for James Johnson III, who wore jersey number 0 for their boys basketball team. And I say a prayer for him and his family. We'll mention the 4 o'clock start tonight today at Green Castle, regional number 14, Cascade Lady Cadets, going against Indianapolis Bishop Chittard Lady Trojan. It's a 3-minute buzzer for halftime. We'll mention in regional number 8 at Charlestown High School. 4 o'clock start, regional number 15, Corinth and Central Lady Panthers, going against Rushville, the Lady Lions. 7 o'clock start later this evening, regional number 16 at Charlestown. It's going to happen at 7 o'clock on Princeton Lady Tigers. I apologize. I didn't write down the final. There was one more sectional game that happened this past Monday. I told myself I need to write that down, and I forgot. I neglected to do that. So Princeton is in that ball game. Check that out. That's in the Charlestown 7 p.m. regional. So both teams back out on the floor. They're taking shots at their leisure. And a good ball game in the works, we'll mention. Class 3A final rankings. Final rankings are like this. I have these updated with the wins and losses. 5 of the 12 teams working in Class 3A, we'll mention 5 of the teams have left the tournament. At number 1 is Twin Lakes Lady Indians. They're 26-0. They're still going. They're going to play here in the second game here at Belmont against Garrett. Number two, Jay Kelly, Lady Patriots. They finished the season 23-2. Number three, Evansville Memorial, Lady Tigers. They finished the season 25-2. Louisville Lady Knights are 21-3. They're here with Hamilton Heights. At Belmont, number five, Indian Creek, Lady Braves. 25-1. They're going against Polytech, Englewood at Greencastle. Corydon Central at number six, Lady Panther, I should say, 24-2. They're still going. They're going against Rushville at Charlestown. Number seven, Fairfield Lady Falcons, 24-2. They're going against Highland today at Jimtown. Two at number eight, West Lafayette Red Devils, Lady Red Devils. They exited the tournament last weekend with a tremendous game in double overtime versus Swin Lakes. And tied at number eight is Mishawaka Marion, 22-5. They're going against Tippecanoe Valley at Jimtown. At Belmont, we'll talk about the Lady Braves. They finished the season 18-5. What a season they had. They're hosting right here. What hosts they are, Mr. Dale Manis. Also, Hamilton Heights, 19-5. They're at number 11, playing here in this contest. Northwestern Lady Tigers finished the season at 17-5. They fell to Norwell, sectional final last weekend, 55-54. So that's how they stack up right now. And we're going to get the second half going on. And the Lady Huskies is going to go out to the playing surface. There's the buzzer. The Lady Huskies is going to have the ball on the inbound, off the possession arrow. And they're going to inbound the basketball with Kaylee Roten. It'll be pressure all around. Ella Hitchcock going to go to the backcourt, about halfway back to receive this entry. Ella Hitchcock on the dribble, working in the backcourt, guarding her 24, McKenzie Feet. To the corner, Kaylee Roten down low on the baseline. Cameron Runner, she's trying to make a pass to Cassie Shakel. It was off the shin and goes out of bounds. It'll be brought in through the backcourt. Cameron Roten might have absorbed a trip there, no call, before the pass. 23-20, back out top with the basketball. Working the dribble, number 10, Kennedy Philly. Behind the arc, she'll bring it back out, center it up. 15, to Lily Morris, they'll go down deep in the paint. Two-point bucket, good. Kennedy Philly, I take that back, number 4, and that was Dakota Hubble. So it looks like they made some adjustments, they're going to try to go down low. Near the bucket with Hubble in the second half. They go off the glass in the front court. Cameron Renner takes the lead back to three. 25-22. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. They'll bounce to the left side. They'll bring it back out. That's Kennedy Filling. To go left side behind the arc. 15, Lily Norris. They'll work it down low in the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Norris got her own board. Couldn't get it. And both officials call it out of bounds, but didn't know where to point. They finally do agree that it's going to belong to, let's find out, to mystery. They're going to let Norwell bring it in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Working outside the arc, Hubble. They're working around the perimeter. Started out top, Kennedy Philly. Worked it to the corner on the dribble. They kick it back out top. Three-point shot in the air. Good. Straight at the bucket. Number 15, Lily Norris. 5'7 junior. Working on that three-point shooting average. 25-25. Difficult pass to handle there. Cameron Runner got to meet the pass where it's thrown. Coming in there to skip the ball out of bounds was Dakota Hubble. Ball stays in the hands of the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Tall pass right there. Cameron Runner bounced pass up to her chest. Couldn't get it down in a hurry enough. Got to work on these fundamentals. Fundamentals in this ballgame, you got to admit, this is a regional basketball team. A lot of folks in vision right here, sitting in the bleachers, have never seen a game such as this. Out top of the basketball, Norwell picked up her dribble at 24, McKenzie Feet. Working on the left side, out top. On the dribble at 10, Kennedy Phillips. To kick it back out behind the arc. Going to be a reach in, going to be a pick up right there. We're going to get Cameron Runner. She can slide with the basketball without the possession. J.R. Moffitt taught me that rule. Tell you what, that guy knows a lot. We're going to have left side behind the arc. We're going to do the corner. Kaylee Roten. The wicker back in outside the paint. Has it Sherry. Does get a bounce pass to Cassidy Schaefer. 25-25. Ball belongs to Norwell. To bring it in slightly in the backcourt. Ball brought in, 22, Annabelle Johnson. She crossed the timeline, she'll pass, right elbow. Pass her back out. Three-point shot in the air, rims out, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Norwell, 15, Lily Norris. Rebound, Lady Heskey. Working back and forth, pass to the front court, Cameron Renner from Ella. Working in the paint, she'll take a floater. It'll rim around and fall in. Soft shot in the paint. Norwell tried to set up to draw the charge, and no whistle. No needed whistle. 27-25. Two-point advantage, Lady Heskey. Gonna be a blocking foul. Trying to work the defensive mode there. That was Cassie Schaefer. And she's gonna pick up her third foul here in the third quarter. 5:13 left. 27-25. Cassie Schaefer gonna take a breather, get the medium five from Coach Stephen Cherry. She'll sit down for a bit. We're in the paint. Jump shot in the paint, good. That's number 10, Kennedy Filling. Tie ball game at 27. 5:03 on the game clock to the front court. Dish off, Ella Hickok back to Cameron. She'll be picked up immediately by Rothworm. Rothworm has some energy. Freshman athlete. We're outside the arc, 3-point shot, rims off, one go. Katie Brown, rebound Cameron Runner. Lady Huskies, second shot in the possession. They'll go to the corner, Katie Brown. Works it back out, Cameron Runner back to Katie. Cross court skip pass. Out top, Ella Hickok. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. A second rebound in the front court. That one by Katie Brown. We're looking back to Cameron Runner. Going to be a foul with him. Norwell trying to steal the basketball. Pretty difficult when the other team rebounds twice on missed shots. And the foul's going to be whistled on number 24, Annabelle Johnson. She has two. Both teams with one foul here in the second half. 4:25 on the game clock. To the front court. Hamilton Heights. Kaylee Roten, double team in the corner. She'll dribble once, she'll get out of it. She gets to Ella. Working outside. 3-point shot, Katie Brown. Rims around, going to hit an apparatus. Going to bounce high off the rim. Going to get the cable that holds the right side of the backboard. So it's a foreign object that goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Norwell. 27-27. Crossing the timeline with the pass. Rothworm. Bring her back out. Going to bring it back out. That's Kennedy Filling. Back to Rothworm behind the arc. Left elbow extended. She'll bounce it. Teammate. They're working back around. Touches hands briefly. Annabelle Johnson. Going to be a 17-footer. 17-footer straight away. Good. Norwell. That's number 10. Kennedy Filling. And Norwell goes up by two. Steve saw battle on the scoreboard. Working across the timeline. On the dribble. Ella Hickok. Works it back to Cameron Runner. Playing tight defense out well beyond the three-point arc. Pass from Cherry. Going to be picked up by Ella Hickok. Single off the glass. Set at the bucket. Tie ball game. Ella Hickok for two. 29-29. 3:18 left. Going to be a steal at half court by Cameron Runner. Going off the glass. Wouldn't do. Ella Hickok. She'll draw the foul. And she hits the deck and immediately Cameron Runner. Number 9 helps her up along with Norwell, number 10, Kennedy Filling. Sportsmanship goes a long, long way. Okay, well, you see sportsmanship before the Super Bowl tomorrow, but you'll see them playing hard during the ballgame, a lot more hard than they played a week ago in that game that was on flag football. First shot goes in. Second shot rims around. It also goes. Ella Hickok for two. Ella Hickok shooting 70% at the strike. She's now 44-62 on the season. Defense in the backcourt. Good reflexes once again. Cameron Runner gets a foot on it. They'll bring the ball back in. Belongs to Norwell. They'll bring it in from side court. Going to bring the basketball in. Tossed in slightly backcourt. Cameron Runner going to pick up the basketball. On the dribble, 22, Annabelle Johnson. She'll dribble across the timeline. Hit from the backside by Cameron. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. That was a clean tip. Just happened to go out of bounds. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. 31-29. Lady Huskies by two. Going to be brought in behind the arc. picked up by Rossworth. Out top on the dribble. Right of center is Annabelle Johnson. She'll get it back. Teammate Kennedy Phillips. She'll dribble left side, left elbow. She'll dish it off. Vanessa Rossworth. She goes down low. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there in the paint. Number four, Dakota Hubble. They're going to whistle a foul on the rebound. Foul is going to be whistled on number four, Dakota Hubble. She has two in the contest. She's a 6 foot junior. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Lady Huskies. One defender in the backcourt. Adley Cherry going to set a screen on Rossworm. They'll pass through the sideline in the front court. Now Kaylee Roten. They'll go bounce pass through the corner. Adley Cherry works it back out. Cameron Runner. Double team. She'll dribble. Left side of Rossworm. Out top, center circle. She'll go to the right corner baseline. Three-point shot. Rims off. Kaylee Roten. Ball deflected. Picked up right there by Vanessa Rossworm. Number 32 for Norwell. To the front court. Three-point shot short off the rim. Shot taken there by 24, McKenzie Feet. To the front court on the dribble. Crossover dribble. Going to be a foul from behind. Vanessa Rossworm trying to poke the ball loose from behind. She knew she committed the foul when it happened. So that's going to be a whistle on Vanessa Rossworm. To say she has two, she'll take a breather in the ballgame. Back in the ballgame for Norwell, number 12, Haley Green, 5'10 junior. As mentioned, Norwell has no seniors on their ball team. In the backcourt, throw it back and forth. Ella Hitchcock, when they're back around, no bump foul there. Rossworm, they let that one go by. We're going to back in the front court. Out top, Cameron Rutter. Double team, she'll pass out of it. Right corner baseline. She gets to Kaylee Roten. Back to Hadley, now back to Kaylee. Ball's going to be thrown where it can be simultaneous possession. It's going to be a jump ball. Jump ball is going to belong to Norwell. So they'll get the basketball. 31-29, third quarter. 1:45 left in the ball, I should say in the third quarter. This is a ball game. Crossing the timeline from Tratu with the dribble. She'll pass it. Left side, number 10, Kennedy Filling. She'll dribble in on a shot right outside the paint. Got the bucket. That's Filling. Ties the ball game at 31. 1:28 on the game clock. Lady Hefty, dribble, pick up the dribble, Cameron Runner, gets it to Ellis, dribble across the timeline. She'll go left side behind the arc, she'll bring it back out, Rossworm providing the defense. They go to the corner, Katie Ritten, she goes skip past Ella Hickok. To the corner, Katie Brown, 3-4 shot wouldn't go. Hadley Cherry trying to tip the ball free. They're going to call a foul on Hadley. We're going to pick up the personal foul, I believe that's one in the ball game. 1:10 left. I take that back. She has two. Team foul for the Huskies. Number two in the second half. Four thus far on Norwell. Second half. A cumulative foul. 1 minute left. Third quarter. 31-31. Norwell in the front court. In the paint. They'll bounce it down low. 2-point bucket. Good. Credit the bucket. Number 12. Haley Green. Credit the assist to number 22. Annabelle Johnson. 33-31. Lady Huskies in the front court. Ball tipped away. Good effort there on defense. Number 12, Haley Green, tipped it out of bounds. That ball was available for about a second there. Still on the court. Nobody could get to it. Hamilton Heights gets the basketball. They'll bring it back in. Tossed in by Katie Root. Had it to Ella. Now back to Cameron. Cameron goes back on the right side of the glass. Shot from Dillon. Ball caroms around. They'll say last touch by Hamilton Heights. Still belongs to Norwell. 32 seconds left. Brought in. We'll try to get it to his timeline. It's number 10, Kennedy Filling. There'll be a blocking foul. And get a blocking foul just inside the front court. Ella Hitchcock providing the defense. 28.5 left. Ella Hitchcock had two. Team foul number three on the Huskies. As mentioned, four for Norwell. 27 seconds. Clock moving. They're dribbling across the timeline. 22, Annabelle Johnson. She'll get the ball back from the corner to go back in. Corner on the dribble, Kennedy Filling. Filling being guarded there by Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner taking a shot, trying to reach in, get the ball loose. Difficult way to go. 1:16.2 left in the third. She picked up her first foul. She had fouls to work with. She was almost going to steal on the entry pass. They're going to call no foul there. They're going to be a push out of bounds, but no foul call. I got to admit, the officials We're not in the right spot to see what I just saw. I'm in the air on the baseline above that particular area. I'll be quiet. We're away from the backcourt. Morwell, 9 seconds. Crossing the timeline with the pass. Then we're the right side going to dribble down in the paint. 2-point shot. Wouldn't go. There's going to be a foul whistle. That shot taken by 24, McKenzie Feet. They're going to whistle a foul on Morwell right there during the rebound. 2.4 left. Next, the alternating possession will give it to Hamilton Heights in the fourth quarter. Going to be brought into Hadley. Going to be a long shot. If she gets the buzzer, she didn't get the shot off. She made it from half court. Her dad stands up and claps his hands, rightfully so. 8 minutes on the game clock. Fourth quarter on the way after this timeout. After 3 quarters of play, Norwell Lady Knights 33, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 31. Well, mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers and Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments, and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. There's a second buzzer. Getting ready for fourth quarter action right here. They're going to bring the ball in. You'll be brought in. Lady Husky, Kaylee Roten, going to bring it in. They're bringing it not in the back court, they're bringing it in the front court. Cameron Runner, release the handle, fight for the loose ball. Ball is they fought for, ball still loose, and it's called jump ball. Wow. Not sure that simultaneous possession was when that whistle blew. 7:52 on the game clock, 33-31. We brought in from the back court, Norwell. So, and we're going to back the other direction. So Norwell gets the basketball really quickly there. Three possessions. Hamilton Heights will get the next alternating possession arrow. 33-31. In the front court with the basketball. Norwell. Going to dribble in. Elbow right side. That's 24. McKenzie Feet. Back out top. Kennedy Filling. Number 10. Going to work the ball right there to the freshman. Bounce pass. Going to throw it away. Going back the other direction, Cameron Runner. Defense was good by Norwell on the shot. Kennedy Filling. Going back the other direction. Still, 33-31. Going to work it back out top. Reach in, reach in. And Ella Hickok on the second reach in going to get called for the foul. Trying to get the ball away from her. Trying to knock it free. We do have three officials with wisdom. I will say that, all three of them, for certain. And that's a term I learned from a gentleman who worked at the scores bench at the Hamilton Heights. Welcome back to the other direction. Kaylee Rick off the handle, picked up by Cameron. Out top. Ella Hickok will unload a three. Short off the mark. Going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Norwell. Norwell's going to bring it in from backcourt. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see Cassidy Schaefel. Schaefel has 3 in the contest. Wears number 23. She's a junior. Taking a breather is number 3, Katie Brown, a sophomore. The ball brought in from backcourt. Cameron Leonard is providing mild defense. They'll get it to the front court on the pass. He'll lose the handle. We're going to call a reach in. They're going to call a reach in there. And they're going to whistle this on the Lady Huskies. Ball was knocked free. 33-31. 6:36 on the game clock. We're in the fourth quarter. Ball's going to be brought in on the baseline for Norwell. Left of the bucket, but not much left. Just outside the free throw lane. Going to be tossed in. Free throw line. She'll dribble in. Left-handed floater. Shot goes in at 24. McKenzie feet. She hits the two-point shot. Norwell up by four. 35-31. Lady Huskies in the front court. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Works it back to Hadley Cherry. Back to Cameron. Deep in the front court. She'll work a bounce pass to the corner. Kaylee Roten. Back to Cameron Rutter. She'll dribble out top of the circle. She'll work it to the corner. Ella Hickok. Back to Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble right side. Going to be a bump foul. Foul's going to be whistled on Norwell. 32, Vanessa Rothworm. 5'9 freshman. And they show three on the board for Vanessa. Ball's going to be brought in. Hamilton Heights, half court. Taking a breather for the Lady Huskies is number 24, Hadley Cherry. Ball's brought in. Hamilton Heights playing with Ella Hickok, Cameron Runner, Cassie Schakel, Kaylee Roten, and Katie Brown. It's going to be a reach-in foul. Going to be a reach-in foul there in front of the Husky bench on Norwell in the Huskies front court. After come back into the ballgame, Hadley Cherry back in the game, taking a breather at number three, Katie Brown. And we'll mention that foul whistled on number four for Norwell, Dakota Hubble. She had three. She'll take a breather. Back in the game is 15, Lily Norris. First shot for Runner is good. 35-32. All the other four Huskies, Lady Huskies in the behind the three-point line. Second shot, also good. Four on the lane, they'll bring the ball in. From the baseline, brought in Kennedy Feller. She'll get the ball back for 22, Annabelle Johnson. Don't worry about the Johnson, left elbow. She'll dribble in. Shot off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. She'll outlet number three. She'll take it back, number two, Ella Hickok. We'll work it back to Cameron. Crossover, she'll go back out top. Back pedal dribble. Working her closely is McKenzie Feet. They'll work it back outside the paint. She'll take a floater in the paint. It's going to be a blocking foul. And she hits the surface. We'll mention reaching down there to help her up. It's Taylor Zoke. Also reaching down there is number 12, Haley Green of Norwell. Haley Green picked up the foul. She picked up number three in the ballgame. Cameron Roten at the strike. 5:31 left, fourth quarter, first one goes in. Roten will have one more. She can tie the ball game at 35. Probably four, five, maybe six tie ball games in this game. Second shot, good. The ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt. Brought in Kennedy Phillips. To get it to Annabelle Johnson, back to Kennedy. To cross the timeline with a crossover dribble. To work it back around, pick up her dribble out top center circle. Work it back around, Annabelle Johnson. Behind the arc, back out top. Boom, 3-point shot off the mark. Kennedy filling. Rebound, put back where you go. Rebound on that second shot going to be picked up by Ella Hitchcock. I believe that second shot runs off the rebound with 15, Lily North. In the front court, they'll go to the corner. Kennedy Roten immediately defended. Ball goes to the back court, Huskies can retrieve it after it's touched by Norwell. On the dribble, back pedal, we're going to back around. Cameron Runner works the left side. Ella Hickok going to be tipped to the back court again. Cameron Runner retrieves it to the front court now. Ella Hickok, we're going to back outside the arc. Kaylee Roten, out top, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. Going to work it back out. 4:35 left. Reach-in foul. Cameron Runner was trying to go baseline. He was trying to work the sideline right there. Want to go baseline. She'll draw the foul. Foul's whistled on number 12, Haley Green. She has three in the ballgame. We're going to see Dakota Hubble, number four, back in the game for Norwell. Taking a breather is number 12, Haley Green. Also taking a breather is 15, Lily Norris. So Cameron Runner going to shoot the one-end bonus. First shot is good. Norwell going with number 24, McKenzie Feast. Number 10, Kennedy Filling. Number 4, Dakota Hubble. Number 32, Vanessa Rothworm. And number 22, Annabelle Johnson. Second shot goes in. Lady Huskies by team. 37-35. Crossing the timeline with the pass. In the front court now, 22, Annabelle Johnson. She'll go to the corner with it. She'll bring it back out. That's number 10, Kennedy Phillips. Back panel dribble. So look at right side. We're working around the perimeter. 24, McKenzie Feast. Going to be a timeout called on the surface. Going to be called by Eric Thornton, coach of the Norwell Lady Knights. It'll be a 60-second timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies. Customized notepads. Invitations for all occasions. Large format printing. Black, white, and in color. Business cards. Carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in. Meet the staff. A Discount Copy. They're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5 p.m. By phone, you can reach them at 317-773-8783. Again, that number is 317-773-8783. That's Discount Copy. They're located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl, and behind Pizza Hut, right here in Noblesville, west side, along State Road 32. That's Discount Copies. Put me in sports plenty, thankful for them. Ball's going to be brought in. Going to be brought in by Norwell. Going to be brought in front of their bench in their front court. We're triggered in with number 10, Kennedy Filling. 37-35, Lady Hudson by two. And we put a possession arrow going towards the Lady Hefty. 4:17 left. Going to be passed to the backcourt. Picked up there in the backcourt. Trotting out some direction. Number 22, Annabelle Johnson. They work it back. Going to be a bounce pass. Going to be stolen by Kennedy Rope. In the front court, Ella Hickok going in off the glass. 2-point bucket for Ella. Ella Hickok right there at 5'6". Working against. Number 4, Dakota Hubble at 6 foot, 39-35. Lady Huskies by 4. Ball's in the front court. On the dribble, out top. Working the basketball at 22, Annabelle Johnson. Behind the arc, back panel dribble, 24, McKenzie Steve. Now out top, number 10, Kennedy Philly. In the paint. She'll work back and forth. She'll kick it back out. On the drive, left-handed shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Vanessa Rothworm. Rebound, Hubble. The rebound is taken away by Hadley Carey. Carey gets it back to point guard. Cameron Runner will get it to the second point guard. Ella Hickok now crosses the timeline with the pass to Cameron. Back to Ella. Screen set there by Cameron. Ella Hickok on the dribble and deep in the front court. Works it back to Cameron. Cross the center circle. Deep in the front court. They'll bounce it into Ella. Double team. She'll pass out of it to Cameron. Deep in the front court in front of the scores bench. 2:55 left. Fourth quarter, 39-35. Lady Huskies by 4. Way out top, Cameron Runner on the dribble. They're going to say she dribbled it on the side court line right there in front of the Husky bench. Coach Keegan Cherry doesn't disagree with the dribble, but he thought there might have been some force out of bounds, a little bit of a push. No call. They're going to give the ball back to Norwell. They'll be brought in front of the Husky bench. Be brought in by Norwell, Kennedy Filling. She'll get it in. They'll throw it up the front court. 22, Annabelle Johnson back to Filling. She'll work at the left side on the dribble. 32, Vanessa Rossworth. Behind the arc, left elbow extended. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Hubble can get the putback, but the next putback goes in at number 32, Vanessa Rossworth for 3. She's just a tick under 30% for 3-point shooting. She's a 6-foot freshman. Where's number 4? We're working back around at 32. We're working in the front court now with the basketball. Kaylee Rote out top, right deep in the front court in front of the scores bench. Ella Hickok, 39-37. Lady Huskies by 2 with the basketball. In the front court, 2 minutes left. No foul call. Should have been one way or another. No whistle of the bump foul out top near the center line. Get it back to Cameron Runner. 1:48 left. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Back to Runner. Double team. Working right there at Kennedy Filling. We'll mention Norwell moving their feet well on defense. Going to be a reach-in foul. Cameron Runner got the basketball near the center line. Going to be a reach-in foul. We're going to whistle this on number 10, Kennedy Filling. Kennedy Filling played pretty much most and almost all of the game. She picked up her second foul. She plays a clean basketball game, and she'll also help you up the surface if you're the opposition. The free throw line. First shot, good. 1:37 left. Shot goes in. A three-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Cameron Renner, one more. Second shot, also good. They'll bring it in from the backcourt. But not before a timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. We're going to call a one-minute timeout. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophy. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround, prices low. So low, you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies are located 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up at 317-773-7391. That's Noblesville Trophy, west edge of Noblesville, right off 10th Street. So they're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. They'll bring the ball in, and there's a couple of officials talking something over. And they're waiting for Norwell to issue the court of play. So, it's going to be brought in by Norwell. Then the baseline is going to be brought in by number 10, Kennedy Phillips. He's just tossing in, short pass. 22, Annabelle Johnson back to Phillips. They'll beat the press, they'll try to. Picks it up in the backcourt, there's Kennedy. They'll go across the timeline, they'll beat it with the pass. Kennedy Phillips. Now back out top, Annabelle Johnson, being guarded there by Cameron Renner. Still working in the paint. Working down low to Hubble. Lost the handle, ball's loose. They're going to call a jump ball. Couple of officials looking there to see what the tandem call should be, and they call it a jump ball. They give it back to Lady Husky, the offensive possession arrow. 4-point advantage for the Lady Husky. 41-37. 1:13 on the game clock. In the front court of the basketball, Cameron Renner. She'll work it outside the arc, Katie Brown. Bounce pass. Deep near the front to the center line to Ella. Another bounce pass and good reflexes for Norwell. Kick it out of bounds. Ball going to be brought back in by Kaylee Rutten. 105 left. She talks to the backcourt, Ella Hitchcock. Still in the backcourt. Pass goes to Cameron. She'll dribble in. High dribble. She'll keep it under her hand. Going to bounce pass back outside. Cameron's going to be Ella Hitchcock. They're going to whistle a foul. 54.7 left. Pretty much getting close to needing that foul, and they decide to go ahead and place that foul on the foul chart of number 24, Mackenzie Feet. She has three. The free throw line, Ella Hitchcock. Her shot's good. She'll get some congratulatory. She'll get one more. 54.7. 42-37. Crims out, wouldn't go. 5-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 50 seconds left. To the front court with the pass. 44, Madison Feet. Back out, Annabelle Johnson. Left side, well behind the arc. Kennedy right there. Kennedy filling. They're working back out behind the arc. Touches the hands briefly. Annabelle Johnson. 34 seconds left. 5-point advantage. She'll dribble in. She'll kick it outside. 3-point shot in the air. Good. Red at the bucket. 24, Mackenzie Feet. Right there in front of the Norwell Lady Knights bench. Going to be a 30-second timeout. A 2-point ball game. Lady Huskies by two. 25.7 left. 42-40. What a ball game. We'll mention this game is in parking. Brought to you by the Floor Store at the east edge of Tipton. Stop by, look around. Our showroom may leave you speechless. You may find shopping online isn't really necessary when excellence is required. Say what, that's the Floor Store. That's Steve and Carolyn Swan right there in Tipton. The Floor Store is located at 1003 Jefferson Street. Call them up at 765-675-3230. 765-675-3230. Ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt. Kennedy Roten, softball pass to the frontcourt. Picked off by Kennedy Failing. She's going to go outside the arc in the frontcourt with the basketball. 20 seconds left. Failing. Back out to Annabelle Johnson. Free throw line. They're working back around. Rossman. Rossman is going to be a timeout called by Coach Eric Thornton. Thornton's going to call a timeout. It's going to be a 60. That's about all he's got left. The official checks with the scores bench. Checking right there with Husky bookkeeper Nick King. Nick King is solid. He does a fine job with the books. We're here with the Knights girls basketball and boys when he's called upon. So we thank you for tuning in. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, this last spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, they captured the 1A title in 2022. They finished the season 27-6. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball. Today they're at, I should say this evening, the boys' Tipton team are at Taylor 12-3. Also, Central Catholic Knights basketball in Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies basketball, 13.3 left. 42-40. Timeout complete, 60-second timeout. And evidently, Norwell is out of timeout from the signal I saw. It's going to be a double back-to-back timeout call. Keegan Cherry wants a timeout. He saw the offensive set, took a look at it, called a timeout. In most likelihood, Mr. Eric Thornton will change the offensive set for this inbound. Both these coaches, plenty savvy. They are veterans at the game of basketball for certain. And what a way to go. And we do thank you for tuning in. And can't be more thankful for Belmont Grade High School and hosting the regional consecutive years over and over. Hamilton High School this year, probably 9 They were here for the regional. They didn't come away with a win. And they were here last year for the girls regional. They didn't come away with a win. They're here today, 13-43 left, 2 seconds, 42-40. Timeout complete for Hamilton Heights. And as mentioned, the Hamilton Heights boys baseball team. Coach brought them last year over here for the regional. As mentioned, going against Leo, a pretty good ball team. I know last year's baseball team had a 14-game win streak intact. The baseball team, that lasted for about a month. Ball's going to be brought in by the bucket on the baseline. Norwell, getting some information from the official. Quite a bit of information. 22 going to inbound the basketball. Annabelle Johnson, 13.3. Going to be brought in, looking to get an answer. Goes tall, deep behind the arc. Brought into Kennedy Filling. She's out top on the dribble. She'll dribble left, still out top. But we're back to Annabelle Johnson. Looking back to work her way in. 2-point shot wouldn't go from the paint in the slot. Hibbs has 1 second left on it. Rebound out of there, picked up. I think it's clearing out. It either went to have the share of the outlet, or it was picked up by Ella Hickok on a long chair out there in front of Norwell's bench. Now, 1 second left on the game clock. It'll be a double bonus shot by Ella Hickok. Denied the first one, it's good. 43-40. Timeout called between shots. So, 3-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. And we'll go ahead and mention it. After this contest, the second contest ought to be a good one. So, the Spring Lake Lady Indians at 26-0. Going against Garrett. Garrett. Even though Garrett doesn't have a winning record, you can double check that. Garrett working right there. Garrett is something to deal with. And we'll see with Twin Lakes can keep Garrett out of their loss column. The game will start about 7 p.m. 43-40. 1 second left. Ella Hitchcock has one more free throw. Everyone else in the backcourt for the Lady Huskies. Second shot good. 44-40. Ball brought in. Buzzer. Shot wouldn't go. Long shot to Buzzer didn't go. That was 24. McKenzie Steve. And the Lady Huskies will play next weekend. I believe next weekend they will go to Logansport. Don't quote me. I believe they'll go to Logansport. If you'd like to continue to listen to Put Me in Sports, we'd love to have you. If you want to listen to Put Me in Sports and pull up a TV, internet television, you can do that. I have on good authority that the Logansport semi-state will be covered by Hamilton County TV. Go to Hamilton County TV. When you tune in, it'll be HCTV1. That's where you'll tune in on internet next week. Put Me in Sports will be there doing internet radio. I think we both might have, both broadcasts might have a 75-second delay. They might match up. I'm not sure. It's up to you. But we hope you tune in. We'll mention this game has been made possible. My wife, back home, sales check, she's always there, and we appreciate her, no question. So we'll mention thankfulness for Norwell Lady Knights and their cooperation with pregame necessities for this ball game. We appreciate you. We'll mention next week, check the website. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will be at Logansport. Check the website. Find out the game time, and we'll try to get that on the website as quick as we can. You can check it there. So until then, we thank you for tuning in. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Okay, we're post-game. We're talking to Coach Keek and Terry. Coach Terry, that was a ball game. I'm sure both teams, both coaches, had their teams ready.
Oh, absolutely. Norwell's a fantastic team. They're well coached. They play a unique style with that 1-3-1. Their kids are athletic, they're strong, and they're skilled. But I've said it all year, our girls are fighters. They just find a way to win. I wish I could take all the credit in the world for teaching that, but they have what you can't teach. It's in their belly. They refuse to lose. They know how to win. There's no moment too big for them. And as a coach, man, they're such a joy to coach and enjoy to be around. Off the credit to our players. They are fighters.
Two male coaches coaching girls basketball. Both of the coaches passionate about the game.
Well, I got a little emotional with our team before the game, and I know Eric's the same way at Norwell. Those girls in that locker room are my daughter. You know, I love every one of them. And so, you know, JV on up to varsity, and that's the way we approach it. We coach them hard, but we're quick to put our arm around them, tell them that we love them, appreciate their effort, and we're thankful that they allow us to coach them hard, and the result speaks for itself.
Coach, you're going to celebrate here a little bit next week. I believe you're going to Logansport.
Okay. Well, we're thankful for that opportunity. It's no doubt going to be a fantastic team, a fantastic environment. You know, we'll see what the draw and how that comes out tomorrow. We'll have a great week of practice and prepare. And there's one thing I know, we're going to continue to fight. We don't want this ride to end.
I've already told the audience, Hamilton County TV will cover the Logansport semi-state.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we're glad that they'll be there so people have an opportunity to watch that. And we're thankful for you being here today. You're always a passionate and loyal voice of the Huskies, and we sure appreciate it.